It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. It's Summer McStravick here, and we're going to spend an hour talking about time. And I think I must have been caught in my own time warp because I glanced at the time and I'm like, oh, I got a half an hour before my show, and I'll just keep doing my research and my notes. And then I glanced up again and the show was starting in exactly 1 minute. And I realized I have been outside of time again. And it is a tendency of mine that I tend to have all the time through my life. So we're going to play with time. So everybody right now who says, I don't have enough time in my life, we're going to erase and rewrite that. And if you have too much time in your life, well, I don't know who you are, and you ought to stand up and proudly shout, yes, I have too much time in my life. Because I think all of us want some of your time if you would gladly share some. So we're going to look at this today from the perspective of a little bit of energy, just theory, as well as our own personal inner management. Meaning a lot of times, I'm just gonna say time just 15 million times today. But a lot of times when we're talking about not having enough time, what we're really saying is my life is too busy and too full. I can't rest. I can't stop. If I stop spinning the wheel, then I won't get it started again. So I have to stay at this incredibly high spin rate of constant, you know, running around and chores and jobs to do and kids to look after and responsibilities, and I can't drop anything. So what you've actually done is you've squeezed every moment with more than it can technically hold, right? That's not really anything to do with time at all. That has all to do with your own personal emotional management, how much you stuff into a day or don't stuff into a day. So pull back for a moment here. And by the way, before we do this, if you're curious about how to kind of make time more elastic in your life and start to change your own emotional set point around it, I do suggest that you go to flowdreaming.com and you look up a flow dream I have called Enough Time for Everything. Number one, perfect, beautiful, golden, right flow dream for you if you are just going nuts with too much on your plate. Anyway, that said, and maybe we'll go back to that a bit later, but that said, time itself is really a curious thing. I mean, we're used to our three-dimensional world. You know, three dimensions gives us, you know, what is it, height, width, and depth. If we have those three things, then we can have a solid. You guys ever take geometry back in high school or college? Well, you need to create a solid. If you don't have one of those, you end up with a two-dimensional world, which is like a flat piece of paper, essentially, but even more flat than that, because even paper has depth to it or width to it or height to it. A two-dimensional world is truly a completely different kind of world. But once you've got three dimensions, now you have something solid. Cubes and squares and rectangles and people and trees and carpets and computers and briefcases. You have things as a result of having three dimensions, and that's how they occupy or pop out into space. Well, then you add on this crazy fourth dimension, and this fourth dimension is kind of seemingly unrelated to the first three. Right? The first three allow you to have things pop into existence, but this fourth one seems unrelated completely. It's called time. And what time does is it allows things to happen in sequence. Without time, all of the three dimensions would be permanently frozen. Nothing would happen. Everything would be absolutely frozen and locked into place. And frankly, it would be locked into place in some pre-Big Bang moment, whatever that may be. because everything that's happening for us is a form of expansion, right? A form of growth, a form of movement. Really, that's all that time allows. Time allows movement. Without time, there is no movement. So, boom, you have the fourth dimension time. Now you've got movement. You've got stuff ticking along in space, changing, developing, growing. You are able to have a lifetime because of time, because the stuff in your life is now being chopped up into discrete moments that you can experience instead of being all at once or simply frozen. So time, from this perspective, is incredibly valuable. But what happens when you get outside of time, you get outside of the three dimensions, when you get outside of physical? This is where it gets so interesting. Because those of us who've studied non-physical for years and years, we become lazy, right? We become lazy and habituated. And we talk about non-physical like it's some other little kingdom right across the divide, you know, like you could just stroll on over there and go through it like, you know, like you would here. But if you're no longer physical, you may not have time either, right? If you take away the three dimensions, does it have a fourth dimension over there or not? Can you still have movement? It's a very good question. Or does it become more flexible? Does time become something you can have if you want and not have if you don't want? When we go over there and we talk to people on the other side, you know, mediums and intuitives doing this all the time, talk to other consciousnesses, talk to God, source, higher beings. We have this understanding that they can talk to us using the medium of time. Obviously, there has to be some way to relate to us. If they were outside time and we were inside time, it would be difficult to relate. They have to step into time in order just to let words or thoughts be strung together, or we have to be able to step outside of time to reach them. Get this? This is what I mean by we all take a lazy way out. If we really think about it, our minds are blown. So let's say that non-physical definitely doesn't have the three dimensions. And if it doesn't have the three dimensions, how do you get from point A to point B? How is everything just not all on top of each other? One big dog pile of everythingness in the universe. Maybe there is a different structure. Maybe there is a different way that things are separated. And if they're separated in a different way, perhaps that different way also means there's a lack of time in the separating of them. You follow? Because to get from point A to point B implies it takes a second, a microsecond, a millisecond, any kind of second. It takes something because distance implies time. Okay, enough for the odd physics lesson. What I'm trying to do is open you up to this idea that time could be just kind of an illusion, right? I mean, time could just be a trick. Time could be something that could be there and then is not there. It appears to be here because of our perspective, but shift the perspective and it may not be there at all. So this is the conclusion that a lot of quantum physicists have reached. That time is, in fact, something that is essentially made up. Isn't that wild? I mean, it's totally wild that time is made up. You know, time maybe doesn't even exist at all, at least in non-physical. And maybe here too. We've conveniently divvied something out into this kind of spatial distancing. But the true nature of reality may be that there is no distance and there is no time. And then you start to go, oh, right, all is connected. All is one. Now it takes on an even greater dimension. All is one, literally. It's all one. Like all at once, one. And we're just opening our eyeballs to different pieces of the one at any given moment. As we shift our attention, as we shift our focus. And how do we shift our focus and attention? Because obviously that implies time. So round and round we go. Isn't it an interesting paradox? So bring it back down to earth here. all of you guys who are super busy, 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 you are grappling with this fourth dimension of time. You are a physical being and a non-physical being. The physical being can generally handle time, right? It's clocked in, you know, like, you know, the moon and the sun and the earth, they're all on good timetables. I mean, God, they make our timetables, right? How long it takes for the earth to rotate around the sun. How long it takes for the moon to rotate around the earth. Yet, there's a non-physical part of you that is also used to not being in time. And many of us are a little more spacey than others. I'm one of those. You might be too. We're the people who are constantly misjudging how long a thing will take. It drives my friends and family absolutely bonkers. Summer, you think that it's going to take 10 minutes. It's going to take 30. Why don't you give yourself more time? And I always say, because it seems like it would take 10 minutes. That's what it feels like. Feels to me like it would. And I hate wasting time. So I don't want to, like, you know, give too much time to something that will take 10 minutes. And around we go. This constant misjudgment of time. But if you ask me at any given moment, what time is it? I have an uncanny ability to give you the exact time. It's so weird. So my personal connection to time lets me know the time on the clock pretty accurately, pretty often, as long as I'm thinking of it. Like today, it wasn't even in my mind. But if I'm thinking of it, if I remember to think of it, my inner clock, my biological clock, is pretty damn accurate. But my relationship clock to time is wildly off. So stop looking at yourself as perhaps having a personal failing for being late or, you know, misjudging. We all have an individual relationship with time itself. And knowing what yours is lets you adjust yours a little bit. And because of that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get there 5 minutes early. I'm going to get there 10 minutes early, knowing that I might be 5 minutes late. Because I'll misjudge how long it will take everything to get out the door, including getting my son's shoes and socks on and making sure everybody's gone to the bathroom and making sure we've got some water to take in the car, with, on and on and on. I should know better than that. So I have to really work to counter my instinctual understanding of what time would be. And maybe that's you too. Now, a layer to go further with that is, I mentioned already, enough time for everything. What if, instead of just trying to remake how we relate to time, we start to emotionally, energetically relate how we relate to time, remake how we relate, tongue twister here, to time. So when you start practicing in flow with time, like addressing time. You guys, we talk about flow dreaming as a method for co-creation, right? Means you can create everything from, you know, a nice new car to peace of mind. You know, things inside you, things outside you. You can remake it all. You know, it's the ultimate tool for making things. So why not rehabilitate your relationship with time? And you start using this flow dream, start going in there and feeling like, I do have enough time for everything. Time expands for me. Time becomes elastic for me. I feel more time. I feel that I get things done in the chunks of time that I have. And then I have plenty of spare time left over. Okay, guys, yeah, this is not rational. Because our rational little locked up minds would say, well, if it takes 5 physical minutes, it's going to take 5 physical minutes. You can't change that. Except I believe you can. Because I've had enough instances in my life where things have happened outside of time. You ever had something happen where time seemed to slow down? Usually it's, you know, something dramatic like a car accident or, you know, that 30 seconds that felt like 3 minutes. Our perception of time can dramatically change. Our behavior, what we can accomplish, what we can experience, feel, become in these different perspectives of time is immense, right? The old life flashed before my eyes. How does a life flash before your eyes in 15 seconds? And yet it does. That can only happen if you are momentarily moving into the non-physical sense of time. You get it? I hope I'm kind of blowing your mind here with some possibilities of time is a lot more stretchy and gooey and flexible than you think. And your relationship with it, yes, can be changed and altered if you put your mind to it, if you put your desire to it. So you start working on this feeling of, I have lots and lots of time. I have plenty of time. I have more time than I need. The things that I do, I'm incredibly effective in the time that I have. Meaning it could take me 10 minutes to do something or it could take 5. If you're in a state of flow around your work, around whatever it is you're trying to get through in your day, if you're in a state of flow, haven't you noticed how highly efficient you are? Really, your efficiency ratio goes way, way up. How is that possible? Whereas when you're not in a state of flow around something, God, I hate this. I don't want to do this. This is such a big tangle and a mess, and I've just got to get through it. Ooh, time slows down. Tick, 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 right? If you stare at the clock, you know, 30 minutes till, you know, Friday evening, 30 minutes till work gets out, tick, tick, tick. But if you get wrapped up in something fun and fascinating, tick, 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 and you look up and you're done. You could say, oh, Summer, you're not really modifying real time. What does it matter? You're modifying your perception of time. That's what matters. Because how you utilize that time, your efficiency in that time, that's really all that matters. Not time itself, however you measure it by. Because like I said, you get out there into physics and there really is no measurement of time anymore. Right? If you're on another planet and another solar system, time is going to be wildly different for you. It'll be different. We think that there is some universal unit of time that everyone, everything in the whole universe adheres to. And when you realize there is not some perfect unit, does not exist. Anything you make up to be that unit is made up. You could make up a minute as the core unit of time. You could make up an hour as the core unit of time. And you think, well, there must be some essential truth, like finale, final point of what that unit of time is. The answer is no, there is not. You make up the time structure and you play in it, period. And if you do that, can't you modify the time structure that you're playing in a little bit here and there? Are there ways to slide in and out of time, to slide forward and back in time? What do you think an intuitive does? Someone who's looking at the future, someone who's reading the past. When I have experienced time in terms of future readings, and that's something, you know, I've taught in Me School and taught in Personal Mastery, my advanced courses, you know, how to feel the leading edge of time. And really, that's what it feels like. There's this, it's like a frothy little edge. You know, I live by the water, by the Pacific, and I spend a lot of time watching those waves roll in. And there's always this little bubble, this little bubbly edge right at the end of the wave after it comes on shore, and it goes as far up the shore as it can. And then like a little curved bubble, kind of like, you know, when you overfill a glass and you have that little curved bubble of surface tension on top. Well, there's that little curved edge on that flow of water, of seawater that reaches the shore. And to me, that is how the leading edge of time feels. It's right there. I can put my finger on it for a moment, but then it's gone because the next leading edge of time has already been created. It's in motion. Every time you touch a second, the next second's already occurred and happening. So that leading edge is just traveling forward incredibly fast. But nonetheless, it's there. There's this little moment of slippage. And in that moment of slippage, depending on where you're accessing it, you can see, sense, and feel things that have not yet occurred, that really haven't happened yet. And this is for all of you who practice that kind of intuitive reading. You know this sense. It's just there. This is what I feel. These are the potentials. This is how it looks different, what I'm looking at in this snapshot ahead. Because that's what you're seeing, a potential snapshot of many potential snapshots. Because as time rolls forward, There could be 100 million things filling up that one snapshot. There are most likely things, sure, and least likely things. And you've been able to figure out what the most likely things are because you've tuned yourself into that. So before we go any further, I do want to mention, despite the heady talk today, woo-hoo, we are going to take some of your calls. I would love to talk with you, not about time. I mean, you can talk to me about time, but if you don't want to talk about time, that's fine too. I'd like to look at your life, see what's going on for you, maybe read your flow a little bit, give you some directions, see what I see, help you manage your time, manage your situations. Sometimes we get just frustrated about time and we say, oh, I don't have enough time and what do I do and how do I fix things? That's a perfect reason to call in right now. We're trying to figure out how to fix things. How do I better utilize what I'm doing or what I have to do to get through this? Where's the path of ease? Where's the path of flow? That is what I want to hear from you guys. So go ahead and give me a call. But before I grab your calls, because I see you ringing in right now, let's talk about the other kind of person. The busy, 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 busy person. The person who's overstuffed your life. Okay, that's me too. Boy, I sound like a wreck today, don't I? Look, if you can't be honest as a teacher, stop teaching. Because the things that I'm learning and struggling through become the things that someday I get to teach. So why not tell everybody about the journey? Any stage of it. So I pack things in my life to a breaking point, essentially. I have so many things on my list that for me, it becomes a constant sense of what do I prioritize today? I'm going to prioritize spending some time with my kids. I'm going to prioritize getting the most critical updates done on, you know, some things going on in flow dreaming that I need to make sure are done on time. I'm going to prioritize giving some feedback to my staff so that they don't have to slow down and wait on me. I'm going to prioritize getting some new flow dreams created because I've promised some people that I'll do this with them and for them, right? I've got to constantly be looking at what's hanging out at the top of my list. But then I notice that feeling of pressure that builds up. You guys know that feeling? We sometimes call it stress. I tend to experience it as a sense of being pushed from behind. Like there's something or someone who's pushing my back, pushing my shoulders, pushing me down, pushing me forward. And what I recognize that is a sense that I have too little time and more going into it. My capacity is becoming totally full. So when my capacity is becoming too full, I start to feel weighed down. And I realize time is not stretching to contain everything that I need in it. So I have two choices at that point. I can do the logic-based thing, the physical-based thing, which is cut a whole bunch of stuff out, right? Cross it off my list. And I do that. I do it. And then I can do the non-physical response, right? Isn't that what flow is all about and flow dreaming and living a great life? You do a physical response and you do a non-physical response. Physical response, cut some stuff out. Do you need all of that? Why do you have so much in there? Why are you so invaluable and indispensable? Why is it only on you? What's going on in your thinking, in yourself, in your heart that makes you be the one that has to carry all of this? You know, drop some of the ego. Let go of that. Doesn't have to be you. You got used to it. Let someone else have a turn. Let someone else have a chance. Non-physical, though, is I'm going to go back in and reestablish myself in time. I'm going to reprogram myself, reprogram my relationship. Today, I have all the time I need. And all the things that I do in the time that I have work for me, are good for me. I can do this and I do. So a little later in today's show, we're going to do a flow dream for that very thing. To open up and establish more time for you so you can better regulate your life. Yeah. And again, in Me School, this is actually an entire area, a section that we cover inside of a person's life. We cover all the standard stuff, right? Relationships and family and health and work and career and finance. But then there's this other category that I actually label time and the regulation of your life. Because if you overlook that, everything can get screwed up. It's really, really, really valuable. So be thinking on that and be realizing that a lot of the stress you may be experiencing is not perhaps just plain old stress. It might be that you have an emotional dysregulation occurring with the concept of time itself, time being an energy like anything else. All right, think on that. Woof, hold that. Let's go to a call before we even go to break. Let's go to a call. I see Troop D from Portland. Hey, Troop D. Are you the Troop D I know? Are you my Troop D?
Yes.
Hello,
yes,
darling.
I am.
Oh, I haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
I'm good. We moved finally.
Oh, yay.
I'm just unpacking and I was just getting so annoyed with the Tupperware.
So. You mean trying to find all those lids that you realize somehow got lost along the way?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, tell me how you've been and tell me what you need right now.
Well, I've been using the Everything is Easy flow dream every day. Just so that I can control.
Yeah. Boy, everyone's been talking about that one lately. I don't know what's going on, but you're like the third or fourth person who's been talking about that one to me in the last few days. So interesting. Yeah, keep going.
It's all different. First, we were living at the motel and working, and now I'm unpacking, but I have this, like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you feeling? Overwhelmed by the move? Overwhelmed by getting in this new position, this new place?
What's going on?
How would you like to feel? Tell me that. How do you want to be feeling right now? If you could pick.
Like confident, unsure of where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of driving around here too. So it's like everything. So yeah, I would like to feel confident in like knowing that, you know what, I'm going to be fine.
Okay.
Even if I get lost.
So what, are you in a new city as well?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh. And now it's yeah.
And now you're in Portland. Portland's a cool city. I know you'll love it there, as long as you don't mind the rain.
No, I don't mind the rain. I just mind it's very, like, too crowded for me.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to close my eyes with you, and you close your eyes too. And we're going to do that thing we do, and you know how to do this because you've been through Me School. Liz, I think you've been. Yes, you have.
Yes.
So, yes, early on. All right. So you know how to do this. Go into flow with me. Just let go. Deep breath. Releasing. Let yourself yawn. Let your shoulders drop if you wish. Another deep breath. Relaxing, releasing. We're going into the land of no time. No time, no space, no distance. Going into the beautiful swirly other. And it looks like a little dust devil that, you know, you see outside the car sometime, a little swirling bit of dust that blows in a kind of, you know, cyclone shape, but small, gentle. That this isn't dust, it's a beautiful glitter. It's a glitter of energy, of light swirling up in this funnel. And you're swirling up with it, swirling up and out above the ground, out of physical, out of where you are, swirling up into this other place, this other dimension, this flow of life and energy where everything is sloshy, sloshing back and forth. Time is sloshy. Physical is sloshy. It feels good here. It feels wet and wonderful. It's like a It's like being in a pool of energy or light that just lifts you up and bounces you, and you could jump on it. You could spring on it like a little kid on a trampoline. It feels so good and fun to be here. What a fun place. What a fun way of creating. And you come to rest in this beautiful light, and it begins to feel more solid and secure under your feet. And you could stamp on it now and stomp and put your foot down, and you can hear this sort of living energy reverberate and echo around you. And you're now right there in your own home, in your own new city. You're just on the other side of things. You're in the energy side of your home. As if the walls and everything around you were just made of light, templates of light and energy strung together, forming everything, like you're looking at the blue blueprints inside of everything around you. And you notice this feels so foreign and different to me. This feels like a place I don't know well yet. I don't know deeply yet. I'm always hunting for things and finding things and not sure where things are and how will I get to things. And I feel myself resisting and bracing sometimes. And I go into a little fear. What happens if I can't get there, or I get lost, or I don't find what I need? What happens if I don't feel the support that I need or find the friends that I need? What happens? What happens? What happens? And you realize that sense in you of pulling back. Holding back. It's like throwing your arms up in front of you and pulling your hands up against you, shielding you. And you realize, I can't ever give in to this new place unless I embrace it. It's like falling in love. I need to fall in love with this new home, with this new city. And if I have my arms up bracing and blocked, I'm not going to fall in love. So you shake your arms away from your chest, away from your body. Let them be loose against your sides. You have the feeling of that in the energy, in the flow. And you feel your heart begin to open. Open to this place, to the home, to your city, your family. Wide open. And you say, I receive you. I accept you. I'm curious about you. I look forward to getting lost. I look forward to exploring, because I know that I'll see, sense, and discover things this way. Things that I need to see, sense, and discover. Like getting to know a new person. I get to see new bits of you, new parts of you, places that I don't know how to go to yet, but they're there. And you'll show them to me. And I look forward to taking a wrong turn and making U-turns and discovering this beautiful little park that I didn't know was there. And discovering that I like this grocery store better than that grocery store. And discovering, and meandering. And I embrace that. And it feels really good. I enjoy discovering my home, the way it works, how I have to turn the tap water in on one way in one sink and a different way in another, and how I have to look through different boxes, and I get to rediscover all of the things that I already own. I get to look at them new again, different again, find new places for them, learn how I start using some things more than other things because I've positioned them differently in the house. I get to be reborn. All my relationships with everything, and it feels so good and so exciting and so fresh, because as they're reborn in new and better ways. And all of the lack thinking that I've had in me about how they will be reborn, I let those go. There is no fear about this. There is no lack around this. It's not what I don't have. It's what I'm acquiring. It's not what I don't know where things are or know how things are. It's the new ways that I'm bringing them in that work so much better than the old ways ever did. That is what I'm feeling. And that feels amazing, 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 amazing. And now you hold that inside of you. That feeling state, that being. And slowly you find yourself coming back from flow and open your eyes. Ah, Tripti, are you there? Yes, I hear you sigh. Right? Yeah. So when I went in you, what I saw, what I felt was a lot of bracing going on. There's a lot of fear, a lot of lack thinking, what's not working, what won't work, what I'm afraid of. And what we did is we just shifted. This is exciting. This is fresh. This is a new beginning, a better state of being. I look forward to this. I hug it and hold it. So anytime you start to feel fear, you know, today, tomorrow, next week, you say, oh, I embrace this. I embrace this. Remind yourself, okay? And that'll just tug on what we just did and reactivate it.
Okay.
Do you think that helped?
It did, yes. I had been just being overwhelmed with everything.
Yeah.
I am very like that. I get into every little thing and get myself worried about everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stop. You're done. You're all done with that.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. All right. Well, love you. Thank you so much for calling. And we'll talk again, I hope.
Yes, sure we will.
All right.
You.
Bye, my dear.
Bye.
Okay. And with that, I want to go to a little break. And when we get back, we're going to do some more flow dreaming. And of course, I would love to take some of your calls. So jump on the line with me. You know, getting a little custom flow dream like that is pretty awesome. So yeah, without any more ado, I'll be right back after this. We're on break, and while I give myself a second to regroup, I'd like you to consider what having private mentoring with me would be like. You see, I accept a small number of people each year for private coaching. The question is, what do you want to make? Who do you want to become? We can program and shape any area of yourself or your life. Imagine right now what you would be doing if you had no fear. Imagine how your life would look if there were no patterns and blocks repeatedly tripping you up. Imagine if you were fully healed in your heart, body, and mind. Imagine if you also had a map to your success and you could follow it with ease and flow. Well, I look into you and into your life, and I feel where you're going and know where the road is open and where it's blocked. I help you make the very best decisions based on what's coming up for you. I'll also show you exactly what I do day to day to succeed in my personal and business life, and we can create a copycat plan for you. So if you're game, you can fill out an application on my website for private coaching. Just go to flowdreaming.com/coaching, and then let's talk. I mean, the time to go for it is now. So let's just get this started. Now let's get back to the show. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. So something else I was thinking of during our little break here. Isn't it interesting how our senses pick up on the 3D world, right? Height, depth, width. We can touch them. We can taste them. We can lick them. We can smell them. Our physical senses are geared to interact with them. Yet there is no physical sense that is directly geared to interacting with the fourth dimension, time. You can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it, and you can't hear it. How do we know it's there? Fascinating, huh? You say, well, I perceive it because I do perceive moments ticking by. I can sense myself moving through time and space. Yeah, what is that? What part of you acknowledges that? right? Your whole complex brain, your the neurons themselves, are they wired to receive the concept of time somehow? Because it's not your senses. It's something else. Anyway, I love thinking about stuff like that. It blows my mind. I keep saying that. It does. It blows my mind. Time blows my mind. You could also say that time is maybe one of the biggest things that impacts you here in life. Because you are, let's put it this way. Every physical thing around you, you can touch or alter or change. You know, like I'm sitting at my desk right now and there's an old bowl of half-eaten cereal from this morning still sitting there. I know, sloppy me. And, you know, I could pick up the spoon and you know, play around with the cereal or, you know, I can interact. But with time, I can't go back and interact with something that's already happened, nor can I interact with something that will happen. It only lets me interact in the tiny sliver that I'm perceiving it to exist in. All the past is gone, 100% disappeared. The future, equally inaccessible. Whereas the whole physical world is touchable and accessible. Nothing is really off limits. As long as I could get there, I could interact with it. I mean, I could interact with Mars if I could get there. But time, again, stands outside of this. So I keep kind of pointing these things out to you because I really want you to start feeling how mushy time is. Once you start accepting how mushy it is, you start to realize I can mush the mush around, right? I can play with this Play-Doh. I can stretch this silly putty. I'm not as locked in as I think. And that is what is fascinating. Fascinating. So let's go back to us really busy people for a moment. You have so many things in your day and you are cutting out your, you know, things that are less priority. You're doing the logical, physical-based work. And now you're starting to do the emotional energy-based work. I have enough time. Time is expansive. Time stretches to hold me. Time is like a balloon and I can pour whatever I want into it and it will just keep stretching and stretching and stretching and it will hold it all. You ever see movies where, you know, it's like Harry Potter. I think there's scenes like this. You look at this little tiny house with a little tiny door, and then you go in it, and inside it's like this palatial mansion. You know, it's like, you know, 50,000 square foot, you know, beautiful place. And it's like, ooh, it's magic. On the outside, it looks like nothing, but you go inside and it's enormous. I think there was a movie called Jumanji or something that did that too, another kid's film. Think about time that way. On the outside, it looks limited. You've got 24 hours. But if you can get on the inside, those 24 hours become stretchy, enormous hours. What can be done in them? I mean, this would be a very cool experiment for you to take 1 week where all you do is try to rehab time, right? Rehab time, meaning rehabilitate it, change it, stretch it, move it. And see how you feel different at the end. You might even find yourself a little less connected to time. If you're already disconnected, that might be difficult. Other people are so locked into time. I mean, they're just totally locked into time. And people like us annoy them. Okay. The last thing I want to say before we get into an awesome flow dream is for those of you who feel like you've got too much time on your hands. Right? You're not able to really fill your time. You're bored. You have tons of open hours ready to take something in it. Your problem really isn't with time. Your problem is with trust. Because you would like to fill your time and you'd like to experience more in your days. But what you find is that you're afraid to give things to your day, to give things to time. I don't know if this is the right thing. I don't know if I should be involved in this. I'm not getting what I really want, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to step back and wait. It's like the flow and the world is giving you an onslaught, a crush of opportunities, a crush of stuff you could pick from. It's like you're going to the biggest store or mall in the world, and everything in this mall is free. Oh my God, what a concept. You could just walk in, all your favorite stores are there. It's all free. You just want to rush around pulling everything off the shelf, wouldn't you? Right? But your basket's only so big. You can only carry so much. So instead of rushing around, pulling everything off and saying, mine, I'll do it. You walk from store to store thinking, gosh, if I pick that up, then I can't have that. If I pick this up, then my arms will be too full and I won't be able to get to that one. So you end up going store after store after store, picking up nothing. Not trusting yourself to make the right and good decisions. You, I want to talk to you about embracing. Kind of like we talked to Troop D, right? Embrace more. You can let it go if it doesn't work. You can trust that your flow will help you wash it out of your life if it's not a fit. But if it is, embrace. Experience it, taste it, take it in. It will stay as long as it stays. And when it goes, it will go. All in natural divine rhythm and divine timing. And maybe that's the last most little important piece. We forget about that thing called divine timing. And divine trust. We really do. We forget. Divine timing basically states, I trust the outside of time. I trust that above all and everything else. Because the non-physical me lives in that and knows how to work it. All right. So I know, big, heady topic today. But worth exploring, because if you are feeling crushed by time, strangled by time, pushed around by time, pressured by time, fix it. It's as worth fixing as really anything else in your life that's upsetting you, hurting you, harming you, because it can be one of the biggest sources of stress for you. And as we all know, stress breaks down everything, your body, your relationships, your emotional capacity for joy, continuing into depression, everything. So that said, fix your relationship to time. Now let's go and do a flow dream around time. And once again, yes, go to flowdreaming.com where you can find a really gorgeously crafted flow dream to help you get a handle on time in your life and pressure and stress in your life. Go check it out. The other thing I wanted to mention is that you may have heard I think we ran it during today's show. You may have heard me mention that I do offer one-on-one sessions very, very, very occasionally. What I'm doing most of the time is offering to speak with you about coming into Me School. And that is open right now. But, and I know this is going to go into, you know, the podcast and on demand. So this is only actually working right now while I'm telling you live. But during the summer right now, I've opened up some VIP sessions with me. And I have not done VIP sessions like this in several years. And yes, people have crowded in to my available slots. I will still make some more for you if you're interested. So I want to throw that out there for you. A VIP with me is a pretty deep and intense experience where we shift your life and really create a blueprint for you for the year ahead. So again, just go to my website or email me. If you don't see anything on the website, just email me. In fact, it's such a short little window that I'm offering them. I don't think I even have them on my website right now. So you'll just have to email summer@flowdreaming.com and I can tell you all about it. summer@flowdreaming.com. Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes now. Close your eyes and relax and release. And let go. Relax, release, and let go. You're letting yourself drift, breathing deeply and drifting in time. Time is a big blue ocean. You are in a little ship on the beautiful big blue sea, rocking and gently rolling with it. Time is the current that tips you up and tips you down, and tips you up and tips you down. And you're grateful to be in time. You're grateful to feel time, to perceive time, because it's allowing you to do things, feel things, try things, experience things. It's allowing you time. It's a gift to you. If all the kings in the world and queens had come to you on bended knee and presented you gifts, the gift you would admire above all others would be time. Time to grow, to unfurl, to develop, to love, to nurture, to create. Time is giving you all of this, and you embrace it eagerly. It's like embracing a long-lost friend you haven't seen in such a long time. You love time. Time is so good for you. Time is a friend. You feel yourself, this sort of energy. You let yourself bathe in it. Let it wash over you. Time has you. You have it. It's gifting itself to you every second. And you spend it wisely. You spend it well. You experience it wisely. You experience well. You spend it like you spend money, but you spend time. And you spend it on the things that you value most, just like spending money. I spend time with people I love. I spend time caring for myself. I spend time growing things, making things, developing my work and my income so that I can care for even more in my life and help others. Time and I have a relationship like best friends. We're close, we're tight. We love each other, we admire each other, and we respect each other. That is time. Time, I love you, I adore you. You stretch for me, you move for me, you expand for me. You hold all that I put there in you. And then some. Time, you and I are on the best footing. We have the best relationship. We are in perfect union, totally aligned with one another. Time, you are such a delight. You are such a delight. I just laugh with joy with you. Time. That's how you are. And I hold the feeling, and I throw some kisses toward time, the feeling, almost like it's a person, even now as I find myself withdrawing and coming out of flow and opening the door back to my life. Eyes open. And there you go. So we made this easier by personifying time, making it into something that you actually experience as a relationship, which I find is one of the best ways in flow dreaming to kind of evoke or invoke what we're trying to do. So I hope you love that. And I hope you felt that and were able to let go and really drift. Because that's the point of flow. That's the point of flow dreaming. To get into this altered state of being using your guided daydreaming, using your emotional self, your flow self. That is flow dreaming. So with that, I want you all to take care. Have a beautiful week, chunk of time ahead. And I'll see you all next time for my next episode, number 572. And you'll see what that one's about. Coming soon. everyone. Thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to flow dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.